Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
Our Classic Hits Wrestling Rally continues here, and Larry Baker and myself, and as we continue, and I don't know, I'm a little on this Valentine's weekend. I think maybe we're falling in love with the Pleasanton Bulldog wrestling team because we like what they're doing, what they're getting done, and they've taken a little time to join us here today as well. And Coach Data Fisher, Coach, thanks for coming up. Congratulations on everything that's going on up there, down there, up there, wherever we're listening to, but everything that's going on at Pleasanton.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure it was you that said it, but Pleasanton's a basketball school, quote, and that happens from time to time. And we see that there are enough athletes in Class D that's very tough to do. Can you kind of tell me a little bit about how the program's been building here over the last few years?
Well, over the past few years, our Pee-wee program's been taking off, and we're getting a few more kids coming into that program. And as that's growing, some of them kids that were mainly basketball when they were younger, they're kind of switching over to wrestling, and we're getting a few of them kids now.
Just sheer numbers is tough in a small community. How do you battle that, or do you just take what you got?
Pretty much take what we got. You can tell from a young age, you know, the true basketball players, they're, you know, third, fourth graders are already really tall. You know they're going to play basketball, but the shorter, stockier kids, that's the ones that we kind of been getting in here recently, and it's been paying off for us.
Well, at Amherst, they're a wrestling school, and they got a pretty darn good basketball team as well, so it can definitely be done at both levels. I asked the Amherst, a couple of them, obviously Dibron's one of them. We'll talk with Colton here in a moment. Do you take things from Amherst? Is it totally a lot of other things? And with them having such a great program right down the road, is that one of the reasons you guys have been able to make some progression here?
Yeah, when you battle them, you know, we see them 2-3 times a year. When you wrestle them, you have to prepare for not only them but everybody. But you learn stuff at every tournament. You'll learn stuff from Amherst, Ravana, Overton. Everybody has different styles. And as a coach, it's our job to be able to teach all the different styles to our wrestlers. And by doing that, it's going to make them better down the road.
We'll talk about how you thought the districts went and the kids you're taking to Omaha.
I was really pleased with the way we wrestled. We had a couple kids that had chances that didn't make it. But overall, the three that made it, I was very impressed with the way they wrestled.
Break them down individually for me, if you would. Just a little bit about each kid and what you think you see as you go to Omaha.
Well, first, the 45-pounder, Colton Lammers, he had another tough bout with Logan Dibron. It's a great match. It's fun to watch. They're both just really strong kids, and you know, you can't take anything away from Logan. It's just one of the matches that's going to go on and on until the last minute. And, you know, on the state, Logan ended up with the tough draw on that, out of that, and Colton's got a pretty decent draw. It's going to be tough, but we've seen the Pelster kid from Elgin Pope John. We've already seen him once this year. That will be his quarterfinal match. And, you know, he has a pretty good shot. And, you know, if he wrestles good, that's what it's going to take. And then Michael Winberg, he actually wrestled a great district. So I was glad to see him make it to the finals. I know he had a really tough match in the finals, but we were glad to get him there. And he's got a pretty tough draw his first round. And then Trey, you have three rated kids in state heavyweight, and there would have been five had the Stapleton kid and SEM kid been there. So, you know, he wrestled good, and he got a pretty good draw at state. So I'm pretty pleased with the way it ended up.
So we continue to grow, looking forward to next year. How is depth? How is numbers going to be progressing here?
Well, we'll have somewhere between 5 and 8 coming in, hopefully, next year. I don't know for sure what the numbers are going to be, but I know we're losing 3 this year, and we're going to get, hopefully, at least 5, if not more.
That goal is there of somebody being the first at Pleasanton. We talk about it a lot in the media. How much does it get talked about in the wrestling room and the community?
You know, actually, we really don't talk about it. We take each tournament by, you know, just one at a time. And, you know, this is the tournament. This is the last tournament for Colton and for Michael. And Trey has another year. But, you know, you just got to take one match at a time and just keep winning. That's all you can do.
Well, you brought Colton and Trey with you. Let's talk to him for a couple of minutes. Colton Lammers comes in here. He's the 145-pounder. And, hey, Colton, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
It's fun to watch you wrestle.
That's what I hear.
I'll kind of start with what we were just talking about with Coach. Somebody's got to be first. There's been a couple guys ahead of you that have been close, have been down there and wrestling late in Omaha. Everybody has to think about walking in that parade of champions and wearing the gold medal. How about you?
Yeah, it's a real nerve-wracking feeling stepping out there on the mat for the first time down in Omaha. It's unreal, but you just got to take it how you get it, and wrestle your hardest. So,
well, obviously, you and Logan is one of our favorite little duels now, and you're so close. What about those matches and maybe how that's made you better, just even with those times that you guys have got together?
Well, I've wrestled with the Dibberns since they were knee-high, and so it's kind of takes you back to when we used to wrestle together on the same mat and roll around, so you just take each tough match the way you get it, and if you come out on top, you come out on top. If you lose, you lose.
I know you've been described from time to time by some of the guys that are smarter than me as kind of a funky wrestler. Are you a funky wrestler?
Yeah, probably. I mean, not real ethical on it. It's, you get a guy in a move, you cinch it up tight, and see if it works. So,
what about the guys that you see early on in your bracket at Omaha? What do you know? What can you tell us?
I should be all right. I'm pretty happy with my draw. The first kid, I've seen him wrestle. Haven't had to wrestle him yet, though, but shouldn't be too bad. And then my quarterfinal match, it'll be a pretty tough one. I wrestled him at the beginning of the year, and it's a pretty tough match, so we'll see what happens.
All right, buddy. We can't wait to see you down in Omaha. Very, very best. We're excited to watch the program continue to grow. Good luck, man.
All right, thank you.
And let's bring in the heavyweight, Trey Keyshaw. Trey, hey, how you doing, man?
Good.
Tell me, what got you interested in wrestling?
Oh, I've been wrestling ever since I've been 4. My dad brought me into it. He was a big wrestler.
Is that hard to be a wrestler in Pleasanton?
Oh, there's not very many of us. I know that.
Does that make you proud? I mean, is there kind of a badge of honor for you guys that do so well?
The community really started to get into wrestling now. They're always asking how you're doing. Everywhere you go, they're always telling you good job.
As the coach said, there could have been 5 rated wrestlers out of the 6 rated in this district. Didn't work out that way, but that means you've seen these guys multiple times. Zach Zaleski from Overton's 1, and Hercock from Amherst is there. What have you learned by a lot of tough matches throughout this season?
Well, we've been battling quite a bit. I've wrestled Zaleski 3 times this year. Haven't got him yet, but there's always a chance at state. Hercock, same way. Much that.
Tell me a little bit about when you saw your bracket, what was your initial kind of thought?
Yeah, I thought I got a heck of a draw. I've beat the kid I have first round in the finals at the Callaway meet. Second round, I've seen the kid wrestle at Elgin. He's ranked 1 behind me, so should be a pretty good match.
And since Michael couldn't make it here today, that was a pretty big weekend for him. Just
proud of him.
Your thoughts of how he did?
Yeah, I thought he wrestled great. He knew what he had to do to get it done. We've been working all week in practice on it, and he's been wrestling them too for a while this year.
All right, Trey, best of luck down there at Omaha, and Pleasanton, thanks for giving us some time on this Sunday. We can't wait to watch you down in Omaha, okay? That's Pleasanton Bulldogs joining us here on the Wrestling Rally. Overton, Ravenna on deck here. We've got a lot more, so stay with us.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. At Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and McCabe. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare plans. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Thanks so much to our many fine sponsors that allow us not only to follow high school sports, whatever it is, but obviously this time of the year with the state wrestling meet and districts, and another team that was at the D3 yesterday and has a unique little situation going down to Omaha is Overton, and Coach Klingelhofer joins us here. And Chase, man, thanks for giving us time again.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to start with what's right here. You've got a 106 and a 285er, and they're brothers. That is just strange, my
man. And you know, Zach and Dylan, Zach with heavyweight, I'm going to say if they get into it at home, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Dylan.
He's quick.
Yep.
He's quick that way. Your thoughts, again, we talked with Dana just in the previous segment about building the program. You guys are still at that point. Your thoughts on where the Overton wrestling program is right now?
You know, we're only taking two to state. We were dang close to getting five. Just didn't quite happen for us in the heartbreak round. But, you know, I think we're on our way.
Youngsters, the youth program, and numbers, can you give us an insight on that?
We're only losing two this year. We're hopefully going to get four or five out of the eighth grade class coming up that have some experience. So hopefully that'll keep pushing us in the right direction.
Obviously, two very contrasting here with those Zaleski brothers. So let's start with number one over here, Zach. I'll ask you about what he's done. We commented yesterday. I remember talking about this when he was a freshman, saying we can't wait to see him progress and what he'll be like as a senior. Well, here he is.
Yep, and we're here. Like you said, he's come a long way since that freshman year. Freshman, sophomore, junior, just getting more dominating each year. He's really made a name for himself. I think he's one of those kids that other teams look at a tournament they're in and they see Overton and the other heavyweights kind of go, oh, dang it, I got Zaleski in my bracket this weekend. But he's just doing a really good job.
And then at 106, trying to get the gears going there.
Dylan, I don't know what to say about his district tournament. He lit a fire. He was just lights out. Second round, he had a first round bye. Second round, he came out to a kid that had beat him a couple times this year, and that was, like we expected, a really good match right down to the end. Last final seconds, we got the win. Going into the semi-match, we ran into a Sandhills Thedford kid who, I don't like looking at kids' records, but on paper, he looked really solid. Came back down to the end, and I told him if we'd had five more seconds, we'd be in the finals match wrestling Bosch from Amherst. So, you know, he did really good, a lot of good things at the district meet, and he pulled through to the state tournament.
All right, well, let's talk with the older brother first. We'll talk with Zach. He can pave the way here for Dylan. But how proud are you of your little brother?
Oh, I'm overjoyed. I mean, every time he has a match, I'm on the side, jumping up and down, screaming as loud as I can. Just...
Well, it's going to be pretty cool as you go down there. I joked with you yesterday afterwards. What do you tell him?
I just tell him to go do his own thing. For me being a heavyweight, I really just don't know what 106-pounders do, but I trust that he knows what to do and he'll listen.
Did you have advice for him before yesterday?
Just go out there and wrestle his own match, take advantage.
Well, let's talk about you. Can you you have to be able to remember what it was like as a freshman. Just talk about your progression as a wrestler because, fans, if you didn't know, Zach was heavyweight all the way through, which is very unusual and obviously very tough to do when you're not a senior. It doesn't matter if you're a freshman, sophomore. I mean, it's tough to be at that weight. Just kind of talk about how far you've come.
Well, I've been wrestling since I was little, and I guess that's helped me since I was a freshman come in and be able to somewhat be okay at the heavyweight. And each year, just staying in the weight room, working as hard as I can in the weight room, just listening to coaches, listening to their advice, just using that.
You only have the one loss. It's to the number one kid in Class C. I know it's a one-pointer, but did that help you at all? You learn anything from that?
Wrestling Hendricks, yeah, he's something else. He's pretty crazy. We went down to Virginia Beach together for that Nationals, but he's crazy. He helps a lot.
And we could have talked about that with a lot of kids, the opportunity to do some things in the off season, and just talk about what you have been able to do during the summers, during the traveling, and the competition you see when you do that.
Like when I went down to Virginia Beach, it's nice to see kids from other areas. I know I wrestled a kid from Louisiana that was just stacked. I mean, different type of people that you get to wrestle, different techniques, and helps you all out.
You've seen, obviously, most of the top kids because they're right here in your backyard. You haven't seen them all. What do you think about your chances? Because, again, you still have that one more step to take down there.
Yeah, I got to go person to person. I can't overlook and see what's – can't go straight to finals because I made it there last year. I still have to go one match at a time. But they look pretty good. I'm supposed to be, but – can't overlook anybody.
And it's hard to find somebody that could push you in the wrestling room. You kind of went outside the box to do that this year. Can you tell us about that?
Oh my god. We brought in one of the guys that he's helped out with football, Ryan Matthews, and he's probably 6'6", stacked, and he throws me around like it's nothing, but really helps me and builds my strength and helps me what to do when someone starts throwing me around.
He probably doesn't know a whole lot about wrestling moves. He's just a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
So what can you give me one or two things that were specific that maybe you learned while he was in there working with you?
I'd say power halves were the main thing. There's a couple times where he caught me in it and he just wrenched so hard. My shoulder still hurts from it, but keeps my hands down. Don't let that open up.
All right, we'll see you in Omaha and see if we can go get a gold medal.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Let's bring in your younger brother, Dylan. Dylan, first off, man, congratulations.
Thank you.
What got into you yesterday? Your record obviously was below 500, but you won the matches you needed to. What was so special that got you those wins yesterday?
I really don't know. I just kind of wanted to go in and get a bunch of wins so I can go to state.
You've watched your brother this whole time. What was it like? I mean, you know he's been going to state year after year. Can you think of any specific moment that you went, man, I'd like to be him today?
No, not really.
None at all. You want to stay 106?
No.
We asked him if he told us a little bit about what he told you. Have you said, hey, what do I need to know now that I'm going to Omaha?
Well, really what he wants me to do is just go in there and enjoy the time, not really care if I place.
And you got four chances to get down there and do some great things. What about the rest of your team? Who you work out with? Who helps you get a little bit better in the room?
Our 152-pounder, Dylan Smith. I love wrestling with him. He helps me out a lot.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of guys at your weight at Overton, is there?
No.
Kind of makes it tough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope we can see you for four straight years as well, kind of like Big Bro. All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations, the Overton Eagles. Chase, thanks for bringing them over, and we'll see you guys in Omaha. All right. They can go get their Wrestling Rally T-shirts. I'm guessing that they will not be right close to each other. I hope we have Dylan's size in there. That's all I got to say. We'll take a break. We've got Ravenna. We've got Adams Central, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island, and a whole lot more. Stay with us on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Classic Hits Wrestling Rally, 17th year. Ravenna's been with us all the way. Does that make us old, Dom? It's okay. You can say yes. Older than we were last year, right?
Yep.
Dom Reichs from Ravenna joins us here. The Blue Jays definitely know the crunch of numbers. You've been able to take tons of kids, and sometimes you've taken more kids than maybe you've even had out for wrestling. We've seen it along the path over there with the Blue Jays, and you still have competitive wrestlers that bring medals home each and every week. Tell us a little bit about where the program is right now.
Well, we have no seniors. We're awfully young. We've been young now for this is the third year we've been young without any seniors. So the guys are really working into the leadership position, and hopefully, you know, within the next year or two, those young kids are going to be seniors and show everybody, you know, what it takes to be successful.
You had a pretty tough. I think they were all tough though. I mean, you guys went way out west. I thought it was pretty distributed the power in Class C. Would you agree?
Yeah, it was. The district was you know, pretty even. You know, that top half was very even. It jumped from team to team throughout the entire weekend.
I know you'd like to have more qualifiers than you did. Specifically, talk about just the district tournament for your kids.
Well, you know, we had three others that, you know, they had a chance. They were close, but it's one of those things, you know, my dad always said, you know, close only counts in hand shoes and hand grenades and horseshoes. How's that?
Well, you do have a one youngster in Tyler Tober. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he had a good tournament. He had a semifinal match with Austin Olson out of Minden and wrestled just an outstanding match. You know, we came up on a short end, but on those kind of matches, you should be able to really hold your head up and walk off in good spirits, because, you know, there's always going to be a winner and there will always be a loser, just depending on how you wrestle that match. And he came back after that match and was able to place third for us.
Always important. We talk about it. I like third way better than fourth. It gives you a better chance to get off to a good start when you get down to the state meet. What about his draw?
Well, I think it turned out pretty well, and we talked about that on the way down here. I talked about it with Tyler, just stating, you know, that, you know, the majority of the time that third place is better off, but sometimes an upset throws a big monkey wrench into it too. But I don't see any upsets on this bracket, and I think he's sitting in a pretty good spot.
Well, let's bring him in, get a comment or two from him, and Tyler, congratulations on making it to state, man.
Thank you.
So the moment, as we said, if you got to go through that heartbreak round, the heart's got to be just pounding. What was it like the heartbreak round match for you?
Definitely nervous coming off a loss against the kid from Minden, but it did help me figure out where I need to be, and it kind of set a good point for a morning, because I'm not really a morning wrestler. And I'm
not a morning guy either.
I strongly dislike mornings, but they're kind of fun to wrestle. And definitely going into the heartbreak round, I was really nervous.
And so when do you quit being nervous? Is it the moment the whistle blows, or at the moment you first score? When do you kind of forget about all that?
When I do the first takedown, that's when I mostly forget about it.
And then you're able to get into the consolation match, get that win, and kind of get yourself right. You feel like you're kind of at the top of your game. Is this the best you've been wrestling so far?
Yes, because conference week, I kind of had a downfall. Definitely lost my mind there. And then just a few weeks ago, I came back and definitely liked how I was wrestling.
So now you're going to Omaha. Just kind of your thoughts.
Really nervous. I kind of wish I was going down with more people, just go down with another qualifier, just to have someone to wrestle with, someone to talk to, going through all that. But guess I'll just talk to myself and the coaches.
I do that too. It will be afternoon wrestling, so that's at least the first couple of days, so that's good for you, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about who's been working with you in the room, and you mentioned, because when I was at conference tournament, I saw a couple other names that went a little bit deeper than they did in the districts.
Our 120-pounder, used to be 120, now he's 132, helped me in the weight room and all that. Coach has been helping me a lot, telling me to keep my head up, and I don't think they've ever let me down before.
What's the Tobler move? What should I be looking for in Omaha?
I don't really have any, but if I were to call one, it'd probably be front headlock. Just get that in. I've been working on it during districts. That's what brought me here.
All right, good enough. We wish you the best of luck down in Omaha, okay?
Thank you.
Ravenna, just the one qualifier, but they're always here. Tyler Tober, watch for him at 113 pounds. Dom, thanks so much for stopping in again. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally right after this.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Classic Hits Wrestling Rally continuing here on KKPR and talking now with the head wrestling coach at Gibbon, John Bisbee. They have had a very nice season, and it continued yesterday with a third-place finish at the C3 behind Wilbur Claytonia and Central City, a couple of state-rated teams. And Coach, a pretty good day for your wrestlers. You're able to get a nice amount down to Omaha in 7.
Yes, yeah, we had an excellent day. You know, I knew I had a chance to get some, but, you know, 7, you know, that's phenomenal. That's the most that I've qualified since I've been at Gibbon.
And talk about the day. I mean, this was a pretty competitive district as well.
Oh, it was a real competitive district. And, you know, we talked to the kids about trying to make sure we win the matches that we should win and win a few that, you know, on paper we shouldn't. And that's what we did. We took a few matches that probably we weren't – I know we weren't expected to win. And, you know, that's what it takes. So all 7 kids that qualified made it to the semifinals, and they just had phenomenal 2 days of wrestling.
And you're going to be one of those teams too, John, that you'll have some kids that didn't qualify for Omaha that their season isn't over because you guys made it into the state dual tournament.
Yeah, that was a heck of a nice surprise. That was one of our team goals, and then going into the district, looking at who we had to compete against, I really wasn't sure that we could get it done. I knew we had a chance, so we extend our season by an extra week, and that'll be great, especially for those kids that didn't qualify. We get another week of practice and a little more competition.
Well, you had some kids maybe, as you said, overachieve. Obviously, there's a couple kids in there that you had hoped wouldn't be put in the situation that they are. But with 7 kids down there, let's just kind of break them down and start with Chase Smith at 106.
Yeah, Chase, you know, he came back to actually, you know, to take third. He was getting beat in his consolation final and, you know, just didn't give up and was able to catch the kid and put him on his back for a defensive pin. And that was amazing. And, you know, although he did get a pretty tough draw down the stadium, we get to wrestle Pincheco again. So
that's no fun.
No, but that's all right. I mean, that's just, he's a freshman and it's good to get him down there, and it's a tough draw, but, you know, we can maybe come back through the backs, or, you know, a huge upset would be pretty darn cool too.
Yeah, you're talking anytime 3rd and 4th, especially with freshmen, you get them down there, you get your feet wet, and that's what you've got at 113 with Lane Brown.
Exactly. You know, Lane started out the season at 120 and had kind of a rough go I think he started out about 0-5, 0-6, but he just kept battling back and won a couple of close matches, you know, to get there. And again, you know, the experience will be invaluable for him.
Your district champion is Vinny Pearson at 120.
Yeah, Vinny, I tell you, Vinny, he's tougher than nails. You can't intimidate him, and he doesn't get rattled. We wrestled the Wilbur kid that we beat earlier in the year in the finals, and Vinny got down 2-0 right away, and yeah, it just didn't even faze him. He just kept wrestling hard against a quality kid, and I like Vinny's draw at state. I think we have a great shot to get to the semifinals, and after that, who knows?
Then maybe one of the surprises there is at 138, we saw him at the conference tournament, and we see Oscar Cuellar finish as a district runner-up for you.
Yep, I'd say that was one of the biggest surprises. You know, Oscar was the 5 seed and getting to the finals. Matter of fact, I don't think he made the finals all year at any of the other tournaments. But, you know, Oscar, he has that ability, you know, as an athlete to just turn it up a notch, and that's exactly what he did. He really wrestled well. Matter of fact, in the semis, he started out down 6-0 to the Shelton kid and just kept battling back, and got her taken care of. And so that was a great surprise. I thought he had a chance to sneak in there, but, the finals, that's just a whole lot of icing on the cake.
And, heck, the final score in the championship was 10-8.
Yep, it was. And we had a chance to win. It was tied, and Oscar made one little mistake with an illegal hold at the end, and so we let the kid up on his feet and to try to tie it up. And, you know, the Fillmore kid, he's a super wrestler, and he wrestled a smart match, and we had a shot to win the whole thing with him.
We're talking with Gibbon coach John Bisbee here on the Wrestling Rally. Another freshman there for you as a runner-up at 145.
Yep, Jacob Tracy, he's been solid all year. He started out the year at 52 and kind of took a few lumps. But I tell you, he is tough on his feet, you know, and is kind of a takedown machine. And he hardly anybody can hold him down. You know, the Bader kid from Centennial, they wrestled the finals. He's a super kid. But, you know, Jacob is a freshman going down as a district runner-up. Who knows? He'll wrestle tough. He's going to catch a lot of people by surprise because, you know, they look at him and think just a freshman. But, you know, he's a phenomenal athlete and pretty gut tough.
And then we move on. You got a couple of kids that have done well for you in the upper weights all season long. Colton Brown at 182.
Yep, Colton Brown. We got a big win against the Centennial kid. Kennedy in the semifinals, and that's a kid that kind of beat up on Colt a little bit at Adams Central, and Colt just went out and just out-wrestled him and put him away, and we were actually wrestling pretty well in the finals against the Wilbur kid, and then Colt made a little bit of a mistake and got caught on his back, and that just happens, but Colt got a great draw in his quarter. I definitely think that he can come out of the quarter and get to the semis. You know, it's cliche, but one match at a time. But looking ahead, he's got a great shot to bring home a medal from the state tournament as well.
And the difference between second and third sometimes is minute. I know you guys would have had a heck of a battle at heavyweight against Jared Heinrichs, the number one wrestler from Fillmore Central, but Ozzie got tripped up by Pop of Central City in the semis.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Ozzie wrestled real well. Matter of fact, the difference in the match was a stalling call. And there's another point late in the match where it looked like we had him taken down with a throw to his back, but didn't get the call. But, you know, that happens. And I tell you, Ozzie's he's a class act. I mean, it was a tough call. And, you know, after the match, he was calm. He said, "It'll be all right. I'll just come back and get third." And that's exactly what he did. I was really proud of him, you know, taking a tough loss and shaking it off. You know, he did get kind of a tough draw down the state, but, you know, Ozzie, he's the kind of kid that, he works hard and wrestles tough and he's got an unusual style for a heavyweight. And, you know, I think he's got the ability to beat just about anyone. It would have been a big battle with Heinrichs, but that might have to wait till later.
And, John, these kids, as we mentioned, a lot of freshmen, your big boys are juniors. You don't want it to be a building year next year. I can't wait to see where you guys are at. But this is a definite opportunity to get ready for next season, and you still want to have a big week this week in Omaha. So how do you weigh that?
Well, you're exactly right. We want it to be you know, a building block, especially because we're looking forward to next year already. But, you know, this week we'll spend our time worrying about the seven individuals that qualified. You know, I told my non-qualifiers, you know, your job this week is to beat on the qualifiers and make them better, and we'll keep our weight under control. And then the following week, you know, flat out, we'll get back to work and get ready to compete in state duels.
Well, John, congratulations. Love to see the program continue to grow, and we will see you in Omaha.
Well, thanks, Doug. I appreciate it.
That's the head coach at Gibbon, John Bisbee, joining us here on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Just kind of keeping that Lou Platt theme there for a little bit. Kearney and Kearney Catholic will be up next, and we'll also be talking with Grand Island Senior High. Adams Central stopped by our studios in Hastings. Tyson Avronik will be talking with Coach Dan Linusky and a few of their wrestlers. But we are pleased to welcome into the studios. how did you get back from Mitchell already? Phil Hoyt-Minden, good morning or good afternoon.
Just follow the road and take your time.
You're kind of used to that, though. You've been in places in the state where road trips like that are normal.
Yeah, that's normal traveling distance when you go west or up north. A couple-hour drive isn't anything, so 5-hour drive yesterday wasn't too bad.
And Minnan has been with us for, I think, almost every year of our wrestling rally throughout the coaches. And, Phil, we appreciate you coming in. And kind of like in Ravenna's situation, you're looking for numbers and not a ton of kids going down, but you've got a young man that's got a chance to make some noise down there, a state-rated wrestler in Austin Olson. And just tell us about districts this weekend.
Well, great districts out west at Mitchell, tough competition. You know, I guess that's when you get to districts, that's where it's at, and see if you got your A game on, and mentally be ready to wrestle tough. You know, Austin had it's a tough bracket in the West. Austin's seeded second behind the Bear Kid, which is fine, and on the same bracket as the Ravenna boy. So we look forward to the matches, and he just went out and competed hard and had a real good tournament.
Austin, a senior, sometimes not everybody knows the background. Kind of take us through the Olson career here.
Well, Austin's this is second qualification for state, correct? Third. Freshman, sophomore, yes. Okay, third. The last 3 years, my first year, Austin was a state qualifier, went down, wrestled well. It's tough, and it's a sophomore, and had a tough weight class, but made down and wrestled hard. Last year, went into the districts 33-1. We're really looking for good things. Unfortunately, had an illness and it showed and affected his wrestling at districts, and wasn't able to qualify last year. Big disappointment, but that's just a little setback, I think. He's been on a mission since then, wrestling all through the spring, through the summer, training to prepare for his senior year, and I think that's really paid off for him this year. I think the confidence that he had going into the district meet this week was awesome, and you know, really wrestled well mentally, and of course physically, he's, you know, he works out hard all the time.
I'll tell you what, when you get to 106, 113, even 120, very few times do you see seniors. There are a lot of upperclassmen in Austin's bracket, the upper half of his bracket. That seems unusual to me.
Just how it goes, yeah, you never know. You know, a lot of times you don't have the upperclassmen in the lower weight classes, but when you do, they put their time in, and usually they're pretty scrappy.
Let's bring him over, get a couple comments from Austin Olson. He's 21-4 as a senior, winner of the C4 district yesterday. And Austin, hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Let's get rid of the bad feeling from last year and take it into this year. Are you one of those guys that use that as motivation, or did you just kind of throw that in the dumpster and forget about it?
Well, like Coach says, you just got to float it down the river. But, I mean, I'm always – thinking about it, it just pushed me more and more.
As we said, seniors at 106, 113. Is weight ever a problem for you? Well, we haven't even talked about cutting weight with the guys today because we just take it for granted. Has that ever been a major problem for you?
Not terrible. I'm not cutting a huge amount of weight, but you got to watch it.
at the beginning of the year, when you're small, you get that chance. I mean, I'm sure you could have wrestled 120. What goes into that decision? Is that a coach's decision? Is that a your decision? Do you look at some guys that are in the bracket that you might face, that you want to face or you don't want to face? What made you decide that 113 was the right weight for you?
Well, talked to my parents and my coach, and that's just where we thought that I was best at weight-wise.
Coach talked about wanting to go in, medal, go as far as you can down at state. What's everybody's goal is to be walking on Saturday, so talk about what it's going to take to accomplish that.
Well, it's going to take four matches of wrestling tough and smart and just being prepared, not overlooking anyone. Just go out and wrestle my match best that I can.
Do you think you saw competition-wise? I mean, you had more matches last year than you did this year, and the record's just a little shade different. Do you think you saw tougher competition this year in your senior season?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
What about these guys we were talking about before we went on? You haven't necessarily seen some of the guys that are rated in your weight class, at least not this year. Do you know a lot about many of these guys that you might face down the road?
I don't know a whole lot about them, but I wrestled Darrow he's on the other side of the bracket, but I wrestled him sophomore year at state. Worked out a lot this spring and summer with Wyatt Allen from Wood River. And I got to know Christian Miller from Plainview pretty well over the summer. So,
all right, well, we'll be looking for the – now, I haven't seen Minden this year. Are we still all purple? What kind of singlet am I going to see down there on Thursday from you?
Purple.
All right, we'll see the purple of the Whippets coming up on Thursday. Austin, hey, thanks for coming up today. Best of luck in Omaha.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Coach Hoyt, thanks for coming up. Always great to see you guys. Best of luck in Omaha.
Thanks for all your support.
We'll take a break. Be back and talk Kearney High, Grand Island, Kearney Catholic. It's all next on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton, proud to support our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping the smiles healthy in Overton. Best of luck to all of the area athletes.
And welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally here in Kearney as we time to talk to the Bearcats. Time to talk to the hometown team. Ty Swarm's with us. Coach, good morning. Good afternoon. I don't know why I keep saying good morning. I look outside. I don't see any sun. I just assume it's morning. How are you?
It is a good afternoon, though.
You guys had a pretty good day yesterday from all accounts. Folks I've been talking to, looking at the results, you get 13 down there. That's the key. And you were 1-2, the top two teams, according to the rankings and people that think they know things, had you guys in the same district. Overall, thoughts on your day?
It's a very competitive district. Our guys wrestled outstanding. I mean, really, we asked them to bring the battle to the mat and just be competitive. And that's what we saw from our team yesterday. We had a couple matches slip away that probably could have gave us a shot at that district championship. But overall, we walk away healthy, a strong mind, and we're right where we need to be to have a good push next weekend.
At this level in Class A, we talked there's some separation, and we have for years that there is the top half of the teams in A. I mean, I'm talking, say, you go to B. You know, there's going to be almost every school has someone, and maybe that's the way it is in A, but there's not as much depth or, you know, you're going to look at the bottom half of A, and you know what I'm talking about here. So when you're in with that top team and the brackets draw out the way they do, how beneficial is it to get the tough draw at districts, but maybe that'll help when you get to state?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Obviously, with number one and two being in that district, you know, you separate out the state level. I think there's quality teams, you know, top 10 and A are all quality teams. There's some really tough individuals. And so there's going to be some matchups that are going to shake things out a little different. You don't have a clear-cut dominant team in A right now. Everyone has Millard South kind of pegged as the team that should win it, but there's some really competitive teams out there right now, and that's what's exciting about it for us is, you know, we look at 13 guys going, and we got some really good opportunities to score some points, and so we're excited about that, and these guys they're wrestling at a high level right now, and we've been in some really good competitive tournaments this year, and I think there's nothing that's going to shock our team when we go down to the state tournament because these guys they've been in what we call the fire all year long. We've really tested them and they've responded well to that. And so we got our heads on straight, bodies are healthy, and they're ready to go compete.
Talking with my wrestling play-by-play man, Larry Baker. We heard from Ross Halford earlier on. You got a lot of kids down there. Not a lot of them were district champs. So you're going to be in that 2-3 matchup, and then in the quarters instead of the semis, see a lot more possibly district champs, which makes round two pretty darn important. The quarters, and then everything is always, we always know semis and finals are important, but maybe a little bit more emphasis on the quarters for Kearney High on how things are going to go this week.
Yeah, those will be the big matchups. Obviously, we got to get through some first round matchups, but I see a lot of those tough quarterfinal matchups really determining where we're going to be at in that team race. Looking at, we put those eight guys into the finals at district, only winning two of those. I don't really think that phased anything as far as the brackets, because of the diversity of talent in A right now. I think, you know, the first or second in the districts, you're matching up with a kid that's going to be pretty good in that quarterfinal either way. And so, really looking at our brackets, if we go out and we bring our competitive nature into the championships, especially those rounds that are really important, we're going to see our guys moving forward and hopefully competing for a state championship.
I'll ask you this now instead of the last question, because then we'll talk to your wrestlers. What will it take for Kearney High to win the state title?
It'll be the opposite of what we did in the district finals. If you were there and got to watch our finals, we literally had five matches that we had one moment. We had the takedown. We had the opportunity to score, and we didn't. And all five of those went the other way. Otherwise, we've got five other district champions with us right now. And if we win those close matches, those crucial moments, that's what it's going to take is those close battles, those scrambles, those situations that are really important. We got to come out on top. And I think not coming out on top on those at the district probably increases the odds that we will this next weekend, because that's going to be our focus.
Coach Ty Swarm, thanks for bringing the kids. Let's bring them in. We'll start with Mr. Damon Rodriguez, and unless your parents are doing some adopting, you're the last one, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm a senior.
Mom's probably not on board with that either, is she?
No. Nope. She's going to miss me.
What's your dad going to do?
He's going to have to follow you guys in college. He'll be fine.
There you go.
He might follow me, though.
All right. Well, let's talk about you've had an outstanding season, made the parade last year. You want to get back there this year and stand on top of the medal stand. And you had one of those matches that came down to the wire yesterday in the district finals. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I was a kid I haven't seen before, and I just didn't wrestle my style, I guess, and just need to finish my shots and work on that, and that's what I'll be doing this whole week, and just kind of overlook the kid, but I can't do that going in this next week. Just got to take one match at a time and wrestle my style the whole time and always be good everywhere, both on my feet and then bottom and top, just everywhere around.
Now that you're going into your final match, of course, we've got duels. Don't want to forget about duels the next week, but what is now the Damon Rodriguez style? Tell me what the Damon Rodriguez style is.
Probably just go all out and leave it all on the mat like that I have never before, I guess.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Okay, what about your draw down at state?
I like it. I think my first kid, I think I've seen him once before, and I like that. And then my second match, quarterfinals, I haven't seen him before, but I'm really looking forward to it. I think that everybody else I've wrestled, like, everyone has a different style, but I think it'll be, like, good to see this kid's style, and I'm looking forward to this quarterfinals match, but once again, I can't overlook the first match.
This whole bracket kind of got messed up because, I mean, Rollins got beat, Kyle got beat. This was a weird weekend for the 132-pounders.
Yeah, it's a tough weight class, but it's just weird, but hopefully I can come out on top.
All right, tell me something about your 38-pounder because we're going to talk to Zane next.
He's small. He's really short.
Is he hard for you to work against? Or is he your?
I don't really work with him in practice, but I mean, he's pretty good though.
All right, let's bring Damon. Thanks again. We'll see you in Omaha.
All right, thank you.
Let's bring Zane in. Zane, introduce yourself to the public out there.
Hey, I'm Zane. But I'm the 138-pounder wrestler for Kearney High.
Well, tell me a little bit about it. You're not 6 foot tall, so advantages and disadvantages to wrestling at your height.
I mean, you know, being as short as I am, it helps out a lot wrestling my own style because I can't go out there and reach and try and tie up with guys, and with their longer body and length, they can just grab me a lot easier and do different moves that I can't get out of.
What's the advantages?
Just being in good position, it allows people to not get in on my legs as easy and score. So it's a lot easier to defend shots.
Talk about what you've got ahead of you and maybe your first two opponents down at Omaha.
You know, the draw I got down at state wasn't too bad. I have a kid I haven't ever wrestled before, but he got beat by one of my teammates earlier in the year because I was originally wrestling a lot heavier weight to start the year off, and so I think I can beat him. So, and then I have, I believe, a guy from Grand Island. So,
yeah, Doty's on the other side there.
Yep, so
we've seen him.
I haven't wrestled him yet this year. So,
all right, Zane. Well, we'll see if we can get on down the road there in Omaha. Okay.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Up next, we'll skip up to 160 pounds and Mason Merritt. What's going on, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
I should have had him say something about you. I totally forgot, Zane.
You want to hear what he has to say?
He'd say you're taller.
Yeah.
That'd be what we got going on there. Take me through districts. You've been down this road. Tell me how it went.
I went down there, won my first match, and a semifinals match. Had a pretty tough guy at a pavilion, and came out on top of that one, got a pin late in the match, and then the third match of the finals, I had an early lead in the match, and I kind of let it slip away, and last minute of the match, and got taken down, and ended up getting rode out and beat by a point, but we're here.
Does that mess up the bracket? Tell me a little bit about it.
You know, if I would have won that match, I would have had a lot easier way to get there, but it's still doable, and, you know, I like my first few matches a lot. I haven't wrestled the first guy, but placed higher than him at him in tournament, and I think the second guy I've beat three times this year.
Stutzman out of Columbus.
Yep.
All right, and then we'll get to the semifinals, and that's where that Jackson kid from Omaha is waiting. So is that I know you can't think that far ahead, but that's what everybody looks at when they look at the bracket, right? You said, okay, where's he at?
Yeah, I mean, he's separated himself from the rest of the group this year, 160. Wrestled him earlier, I think it was a 10-3 match, something like that, and I'm going to go out there and see what I can do against him. Maybe reaching my bag of tricks.
All right. I want to see the tricks. Mason, congratulations. We'll see you in Omaha.
Thank you.
Let's bring in the 172-pounder. Cameron Schlender joins us here. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot.
Or 82-pounder, not 72-pounder. I misspoke there. 182-pounder. They don't have 72-pounders. They'd have to wrestle 82, though.
Sometimes happens, yeah.
Tell me a little about your season and the start you kind of got off to. Let the folks know when you finally got to jump in and get going again.
Well, I was playing football in the first football game of the year. I tore my ACL and had to have a complete reconstruction of it. And doctor told me I wouldn't be able to wrestle this year and said it was a hard 6 months before I would be able to do anything. And I came back in four and wrestled my first meet here in Kearney. And it was just great to be back.
So you got to get cleared for that. I mean, you can't just say, I'm going to go out and do it. That's a pretty – you got to be strong. How did the doc say – how did you get it done? How were you able to come back? Because obviously you got to push yourself a little bit.
I was just – I just did my rehab as hard as I could. I did everything the doctors told me to. I stayed away from what they told me to. I just did whatever they asked of me and just set my mind to getting back to wrestling, and I got back.
Kind of makes a difference when you're a senior, right, last shot?
Oh, yeah. Just had to get back.
Are you in shape yet? Because it takes a while, especially, I mean, you know, if you had a broken wrist, you can kind of stay in shape. Yeah. You got an ACL, it's hard to get in wrestling shape. How hard was that to get back in shape? Where you at?
Well, I was doing a little bit before I got cleared just to try and stay in shape, doing a little bit of biking and rowing, and then I came back and just started working out as hard as I could, just getting put through all the practices that everybody else was going through and just came around.
Well, this could be a fun little Tri-City first day here. Hastings in the first round. The winner probably gets Grand Island in the next round. What can you tell us about it?
The Hastings kid, I met him in conference, wrestled a decent match, and came out on top in that one. We'll just have to see how that goes. And then next round, GI kid, I haven't seen him yet this year, and just looking forward to it. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm just glad to be in the state tournament.
Exactly. It's great to see you, too. Always great to see a good story, and injuries stink. But we're glad to see you're back and ready to go, Cameron. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Let's move on. 220, Aaron Griffith. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just glad to be talking to you.
Wait a minute. Now, see, you sure? What do you weigh? What do you really weigh? What do you really weigh?
Well, about Wednesday, I'll be about 213, and then get back up towards 220 when I weigh in. I usually weigh in 218, something like that. So.
He doesn't look that big. Does he look that big? Maybe Schlender's just taller. I don't know.
You should have seen me in football. 250.
Well,
so
that is true. True. And you did well. How hard is it to cut that weight? Because everybody wants to be big, strong, physical football, and then bang, you gotta turn around and in 3 weeks, sometimes it's less for some guys, but about 3 weeks you need to be at least in the ballpark where you want to wrestle.
Yeah, we made it second round of playoffs, had a great game against Omaha North. They kicked our butts, but then took 2 days off, got back in the room Wednesday, had 2 days to just work out, took the weekend off, and then had a week to get down to 226.6 to certify, so that was about 18 pounds. And so, yeah, there was a lot of extra runs. So. But I'm glad. I did it. Won't regret it.
Well, talk about your season. Has it went kind of as you hoped?
There's been some spots along the way where I didn't do as well as I wanted to. Went down to Garden City, lost a couple matches that could have gone either way. Didn't really wrestle my style. Then just went to districts and did my thing and saw the number one kid. Had him down, just didn't finish a takedown. It's a 3-1 match, could have tied it up there and sent it in overtime. So
is it a better feeling that if you'd have won, or is it as just as good a feeling knowing that you can win if you guys rematch down at state?
I don't know. If I would have won, I would have been on the other side, but I like where I was of the bracket. I like where I am though now. Get to see some kids I have, see some I haven't. I think it's actually a better feeling knowing that next time I can win and I know what I need to do to win. So,
all right, Aaron, I didn't ask this everybody, but tell me something about Gabe. He's a squirrely heavyweight.
Everyone overlooks him. No one thinks he's going to wrestle.
All right, Aaron, I can't wait. Gabe, let's bring Gabe in here, the heavyweight. Is that true?
Yeah, I have a very different style than most heavyweights.
I'll tell you what, it was fun. It's always fun watching all the time, but I just kind of – you're one of those guys that when we're sitting up there in the top of the CenturyLink Center and watching all of the kids from the area wrestler, watching you go through the state tournament last year. Can you kind of remind us what that was like for you?
I don't know, nerve-wracking, I guess. That was the first time I'd ever been, like, there. Like, I never even went to watch a tournament, so it's nerve-wracking. But I felt like I wrestled real well at the state tournament last year, and I feel like I will this year, too. So,
how do you feel? Like, so 1 year ago, you're walking into the event center down in Omaha. How much different is it going to be this year?
I think I'll wrestle way better. I've gotten way better. Did a lot throughout the off season, and I think kids are just going to have to watch out. I can move way better than I did last year, and I'm a lot stronger too. So,
let me ask you, because it's always fun to ask an Amherst, because you guys wrestled them. It's always fun for the smaller school to take on the bigger school. But for you guys, man, we don't want to lose to the smaller school. And there's all kinds, not just Amherst. You guys wrestle so many different places. But a good kid's a good kid. How do you guys look at those kind of things?
I'm not sure. Like I said, like Coach said, we go through the fire every weekend. We always go through tough tournaments, and it just prepares us for next weekend, and it just gets us even better.
What about the first couple guys you're going to see down there?
My first guy, I've never wrestled him, so that'll be different. And then my next guy, I lost to him at conference, and I didn't wrestle him quite the way I wanted to. I didn't get my shots off or anything, and so I know I can beat that kid.
Kid from Norfolk?
Norfolk,
what's the story there? 8-1, got beaten districts, been injured. Is that the story?
Yeah, he's been injured. I talked to his coach, and he just said that he didn't wrestle until after Christmas. So that's the only reason. So.
All right, Gabe, best of luck down there, man.
Thank you.
Ty, you got a good group of kids here, more than just good wrestlers. And I think, you know, we can say that all the time, but they all know what they're doing.
Yeah, a great – all seniors here with us, great group of kids. Good student athletes, represent Kearney High and Kearney wrestling very well, so we're very proud of them.
And you're in the best spot you could be all year, health wise, numbers wise. Is you're built? This is where you build to get to. Are you pleased?
Yeah, if you're gonna draw it up, and have a plan, we're right on target. Healthy, wrestling well, kids are excited, motivated. They're behind each other, so. Everything we want to see is in place. Now we just got to go do the work.
I'll tell you what, 5,000 tickets sold to Kearney High fans again this year. So we'll see you guys down there when we get to Omaha, Ty. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having us, Doug.
The Kearney High Bearcats, guys, thanks for coming in. Good luck down there. We'll take another break and be back with more after this. Kearney Catholic, Grand Island, and more.
This broadcast is made possible by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about our local athletes' accomplishments in the next issue of The Gibbon Reporter, The Shelton Clipper, and The Wood River Sunbeam, or online at clipperpub.com.
Hey, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Misty Fidelke and Danny Sire would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in activities this week. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supplies, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
Welcome back to the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. We're rolling through. Ross Halford will join us again at the end of the program. We will catch up with Adams Central and Grand Island Senior High. Still to come, we'll be talking with their coaches and even a few of the wrestlers from over at Adams Central in our Hastings studio. But right now, let's talk a little Kearney Catholic Wrestling, another one of the teams that made the long trek out to Mitchell. There were a lot of districts out in the panhandle this year, so I guess next year the silver lining is there won't be any. They'll be closer to home, right, Matt?
Yeah, I guess you never know how that's going to play out. Not really in our control, so kind of from out in that area, so it's not a bit – I appreciate the distance that they have to travel when they come this way. So,
while it's in my hand, I don't want to overlook this, and I don't mean to throw a curveball at you, but I was wondering if you could just give us a few thoughts on the passing of Coach Brost here. Cancer took his life, and the funeral was just a week ago.
Yeah, just a great man. Obviously, a mentor, role model, everything. He's a wrestling coach and a biology teacher, and I was a biology teacher and a wrestling coach myself. So the impact that he had on my life and so many others, there's just really nothing more you can say about it. It's fortunate that one of the officials out in Mitchell was Nick, his son, and so I was able to visit with him, spend some good time talking to him about his dad and just all the great memories and lives that he touched. So that was a great thing about being out at Mitchell this weekend.
Well, like I said on the Doug and Daddy show, I think it was last week, maybe we were talking about this, when I started covering wrestling before I ever came to Kearney, and we would go out in the districts, and I would see Burwell and Sargent, and when I was up at Ward covering them, I would always see Coach, and he was – you always knew where he was. You could always hear him out there. And he was one of the great guys to talk to, because that was during the run, which was a pretty long run for Mullen.
Yeah, he touched a lot of lives. Great man, great coach. I find myself repeating a lot of the things that came out of his mouth myself. And I'm, especially these last couple of weeks, it's been, it hits you. So people remember those things.
Now, there's been a lot of great Mullen legacy wrestlers out there. I assume you've learned a lot more from Dan than you ever did from Ed Aarons.
Yeah, I did. I did. It's just a whole nother realm with Ed Aarons. He's a great man, too. He touched a lot of lives himself. It's just...
This is what
that happens. Is a serious curveball there too. So
this is what happens. We usually talk to the stars towards the end of the wrestling rally. I've lost all meaning. Everything's been jumbled together. But we always have some fun with you guys from back in the day, and Bernie and Kenny, and you've been here the whole time. And you've had some great kids. But going out to Mitchell, you've been to Mitchell. You've been to Gordon. Is there anything different about wrestling well away from home in the postseason, from crowd support to maybe bonding as a team? Is there anything that's a pro or a negative, or does it even matter?
I kind of thought maybe we had some things figured out, but we did seem a little lethargic this weekend, especially on Friday. And so I think that maybe we mismanaged some hydration and nutrition pieces on our trip. It seemed like maybe that might hurt us a little bit in some cases, but it's just something that you got to deal with. I think, coming back next year, it's going to be a great experience that we've all, survived. And so those types of things. But, nothing special. A lot of good memories, though, that are made. I mean, we still tell stories about all those other trips, too. So there's probably a couple of stories to tell about this one.
I'm not even going to ask. Let's talk about the actual wrestling, though, how things went for the Stars.
We had no wrestler come away without a loss, but we did qualify three wrestlers. We had a couple other guys that were just real close. They wrestled hard. We're in, a loss in overtime here. We had a couple real tough losses there in that semifinal round. Just in general, I think it's got us in a place where we know that we're good enough to do what we want to do. It's just, we didn't quite get it done, and so I was listening, to Kearney High. They said, we didn't finish a couple of things here. We're going to come out hopefully on top of those situations this week. We didn't control things on our feet like we need to and dictate the pace and that kind of thing. So,
tell me a little bit about your qualifiers.
Yeah, well, we've got Eric Pacheco at 106. He's had a great season. I'm looking to finish out strong. Ty Conley. Got fourth. He was probably 20 seconds away from being in the finals the other day against a good wrestler, Pyramid from Valentine, at 138. And then Joseph Feldner, who's not able to be with us right now. Again, he was up in semis, gets pinned in the third period, relatively late in the match. But he battled back strong, too. It's a thick weight class, and he's going to have some tough matches to go, but, again, they're capable of winning all the matches that they wrestle.
Talking with Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers, let's talk to the young men. We'll start with Mr. Pacheco. Both guys you brought here definitely have some family legacy. How's it going, Eric?
It's going good.
What about that? You've had brothers that have went through this. You've been to more wrestling meets than they probably were because you tagged along to all those with the folks. And now you're here in your second year as a varsity wrestler. What did you learn going to all those meets, even more than maybe just wrestling as a little kid?
I don't know. I just learned what they did, and, you know, that's about it, you know, just experience.
They still give you advice?
Yeah.
Do you take any of it?
Most of it, not a lot.
Let's start right off with the final yesterday. I'm not a Twitter guy, but you're a Twitter guy, and you had some high praise for the kid that you wrestled in the finals yesterday.
Oh, yeah. The kid was strong. He was long, and, yeah, those kids are tough. So,
did you expect that?
Yeah, the kid looked huge. Yeah, I thought he was a 120-pounder when I first saw him. So, yeah.
So now you go into state, you're ranked number one, but you get beat yesterday. Is that a big deal? Does that matter?
It affects the seeding, but no, not really.
I look at your bracket here. You look at your bracket. There's obviously a couple tough kids. You'll start with a Gibbon kid. I assume you've seen him before.
Yep, I've seen him twice at Gibbon and at Wood River.
Chase Smith and Eric Pacheco will wrestle in the first round, and then either East Butler or Plainview. What can you tell me about that? Nothing?
I don't know any of those kids. No. Nope.
So as you go back now to Omaha, tell me a little bit about your thoughts and your goals as you get ready to go to Omaha this week.
My goals are to just go out guns blazing and you know, just keep moving and just leave it out on the mat.
Do you do anything different? You only got, what, three practices or workouts left. Will you do anything different this week than you guys did all year long?
No, I'll probably be more aggressive on my feet this week. We'll do a lot of drilling and some tough conditioning.
All right. Best of luck. We'll see all you right. down there.
Thank you.
Bringing in Ty Conley here. He is headed off to Omaha. What's going on, man?
Nothing much.
Pretty laid back?
Yeah.
Everything's good?
Yeah.
Was there any excitement out in Mitchell? Did you see the sights?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of excitement out there in the bluffs out there. So.
You guys get to do anything, or is it just show up, weigh in, wrestle, come back?
Well, we went down the night before, so the night before we were just in our rooms after a practice, and we got some Xbox in. So,
and what did we play on Xbox?
It was just like assortment of different games, from like MMA to all sorts of different games.
So who's the video game king on the Kearney Catholic team?
Well, in my room, it was Eric, Jack, Carter, and I, and Eric was just kicking everyone's butt and everything.
Well, let's, is that a good thing? Is he good at everything? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess so.
Well, tell me a little bit about, your weekend. Just take me through the matches that you had.
Well, this previous weekend?
Yeah, down at Districts. Yeah.
Well, the second match I had, I knew it was going to be pretty tough, and I ended up coming out on top. And then I knew the Pyramid kid all along throughout the year, and I was training because I knew he liked the fireman, so I knew I had to stay out of an underhook. And so I came into that match. I was pretty confident that I could be able to win that one, and I just drew the short straw and came out with the losing side there.
When you get that feeling that, hey, I have qualified for state, though, what's that like?
Yeah, that was a great feeling. It hadn't, like, quite hit me right at first, but after I got my hand raised, it hit me, and I got pretty excited there.
So I assume you guys probably found out the brackets on the drive home?
Yeah.
Did you say, pull the van over, I want to puke, or what exactly did you say?
No, I was actually pretty excited because I have nothing to lose up in Omaha, and that guy has everything to lose, so I'll go out there and just give it my all and leave everything on the mat.
And again, Ty has drawn the number one wrestler in the state at his weight class out of East Butler. So how do you view the whole time down there? So if you win, it's going to be the biggest upset. If you don't, you still have a chance to come back through and get back to the medal round. So mentally, kind of how do you think about this whole thing? As you said, you got nothing to lose, so what else do you plan on doing this weekend?
Well, I don't think I'll be nervous at all throughout this weekend because I know that each one of these kids will be a good wrestler and I'll have to wrestle to my best of my ability. So I know in the second round, no matter either of those guys I have, I'll be able to beat them. I've wrestled one of those before, and I lost there too, but I know I've gotten a lot better since that match. So.
All right, sophomore Ty Conley, good luck, buddy.
Thank you.
Matt, you've been down there, Lincoln, Omaha, numerous times. There have been changes to the state meet and what they're doing. Any comment on some of the tweaks and twerks they've been doing?
No, I think I'm all for doing what they can to make things better. And so if some of the things work, great. If not, I trust in Ron Higdon and the stuff that he's done for the sport for us up to this point has been outstanding. And if things work, he keeps it. If they don't, he gets rid of it. So I like that.
A little aggressive. I like it too.
Yeah, a little forward thinking. So.
We're in a different spot, Matt. We knew last year that Kearney Catholic was going to see some pretty good kids the last couple of years move on. Numbers a little bit down. Rebuilding isn't the word because that's where the numbers are. But tell us a little bit about where you guys are at now for the future.
Well, right now, our numbers are sort of okay, but they're just not distributed across the grade level like they need to be. We have two juniors on the team and the 12 freshmen and sophomores. So the good news is that they're all going to be back next year. And we'll have a half dozen freshmen next year too. And hopefully out of those guys, we might be able to get some contribution there, but we've got a good, we're only qualified three this year, but we've got some good guys on the team that are just going to continue to get better. But we've got to get in the weight room. We've got to do more off-season stuff and, get better at takedowns and get better off the bottom, get better on top, and all that stuff.
All that wrestling stuff.
All that easy stuff.
Well, now, so. I think I already know the answer, but since Christy put up this big, huge I love you to Kenny, your assistant coach, is he taking care of Valentine's duties today, or where is he?
I think so.
I know, think that, no comment. Is this another no comment?
Yeah, I think it's just a delayed. I think it's more for President's Day than Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
You get tomorrow off?
No.
No prep time.
I think I have to go back to school and get a little bit of reality before we go back to the funnest time of the year.
It is. It's the greatest weekend. And, Matt, always great seeing you, buddy. We'll see you down in Omaha.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Doug. Break. We're going to talk Grand Island. We're going to talk Adams Central coming up here. In fact, let's do that right now. Adams Central coach Dan Linusky brought some of his wrestlers into our Hastings studio earlier today, and Tyson Evronik got a chance to catch up with some of the Patriots on how they did in their Class B3 district.